Blog Talk Radio.
Unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charge he his disciples that they would tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., www.riversofrevival.com. And we are pleased to announce that we have recently established the House of Christ Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Tonight, we welcome you to the show, and as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom of God. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will take a short break and come right back.
Lord, I thank you. And while I was yet sinner, you came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing. Heaven was heard and said,
once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I would like to remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. And we would also like to remind you that we have recently established the House of Christ Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. So please feel free to take a look at the website, and you could let us know what you think about it. And if you're interested in any of the courses, I strongly recommend that you submit an application. Let us pray. Father, tonight I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy and grace toward us as individuals and as a ministry. Lord, I offer it all up, acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord of all, and asking you by your Holy Spirit to use it for your glory and honor. I pray for your will to be done in us individually and as a ministry. Tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this ministry, over this show, and over every person who will be listening to this show tonight. I thank you for delivering us from the authority of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you have given us choices. We choose life and blessings. You are our strength, our confidence, and our courage. We are courageous, boldly proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, and your anointing, your burden-removing, yoke-destroying power is abiding in us individually and collectively. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your saving grace and the opportunity to host this show, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that laborers will join us on this spiritual journey, and that every believer will abide by the Great Commission. Father, I pray that I may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled to the measure of all your fullness, and I thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise ye the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Psalm chapter 55, the King James Version. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they ate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. An hour had overwhelmed me, and I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrows are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, because they have no change, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, but thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord, the royal
we continue on this spiritual journey, tonight's lesson will be understanding curses. We will continue to speak on the righteous deliverer, and we encourage you to write to us for copies of these lessons. You can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. The purpose of the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness keeps or protects your vital organs, mainly the heart. Ephesians 6, verse 13 through 14 says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." The breastplate of righteousness keeps your heart in right standing with God. You see, the enemy is constantly shooting arrows of condemnation and guilt due to sin at you to make you feel that you are not qualified to access God. He also tries to get you to sin in other areas, thus causing you to remove this key piece of spiritual armor. The breastplate of righteousness defends that area, keeping right relationship with God and causing continual access to his power or life. The enemy will try to throw everything that he can at the righteous deliverance minister or any religious Christian. But God will give us an immovability. Psalms 55 verse 22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." God doesn't let the enemy overwhelm the righteous. Rather, he affords the righteous access to his power, causing a reversal of the enemy's plans. Now, instead of the enemy moving the righteous move them. Deliverance ministers or any Christian are not beggars or pleaders when it comes to asking things from God our Father. Neither do we have to scream or yell at devils to get them to submit to the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. These things are usually the results of Christians that are unrighteous. Because of unrighteousness or sin, God does not hear them, and demons do not submit to them. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hands is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." This scripture was written to covenant people whose sin had caused God's ear, thus is remedied through his life and power, to not be available to them. When this happens, Christians become beggars and pleaders, when we should become repenters and receivers. Demons honor God's life, causing authority and power in you, in which, when you are in sin, is not accessible by you, causing them to do not submit, even when you yell and scream at them. It stands to reason that if you are to command demonic spirits with your mouth, then keeping your words righteous should be a constant. Proverbs 8, verses 6 through 8 says, "Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. You cannot overthrow the enemy, having your mouth working for him at times. Many called to deliverance are snared by the enemy because of the things that we say with our lips, causing unrighteousness and thus a lack of power. Please don't excuse yourself by saying, 'That is just the way that I am,' for God did not design you to be that way. Ask God for grace to chest your mouth so that it could be holy and empowered for his use. Beloved, you should strive to be righteous at all times." Psalms 106 verses 3 and 4 says, "Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest upon thy people. O visit me with thy salvation." This is not suggesting legalism, rather striving to be like Jesus Christ. You must determine in your mind to overcome your person's debt today, to be an effective deliverer from this moment forward. If you do not, then you will lack the necessary power that comes with life in Jesus Christ to expel or cast out devils from people, places, and circumstances. Even in my own life, I fall into pet sins of murmuring and complaining. Each time that I yield to those sins, rather than lifting up the name of Jesus Christ and praising God, I find myself spiritually powerless and unable to remove the enemy off my life, as well as those things that I have authority over. Stay in right standing with the Lord, for it is in this position that God's ears are open to you. 1 Peter 3 verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." We will take a short break and come right back.
Thank you.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. And as a reminder, we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we encourage you to visit our Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Once again, it's House of Christ Bible Institute, and it's the website is www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. As we continue on this spiritual journey tonight, we would like to speak briefly about deliverance in Jesus' name, because time will not permit us to go through the full text of the lesson. Mark 16, verses 17 through 18 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The meaning of Jesus' name. Often Christians declare the name of Jesus without any knowledge of what his name truly means and the authority and power that it holds. So that you can better understand the significance of Christ's name and what it entails, I will endeavor to break down its meaning. The Greek word for Jesus is Iesus, which is also called Jehosha. In the Hebrew, it is Jehosha, pronounced Jehosha, meaning Jehovah saved. The name Jehosha comes from two other names, which are Jehovah, pronounced Jehovah, meaning self-existence or eternal. Jehovah, the Jewish name of God, Jehovah, the Lord. The second name is Yasha, pronounced Yasha, meaning to be open, wide, or free, to free of succor, help in Savior, and get victory. This should give us the understanding that each time we declare the name of Jesus Christ, we are making a statement to things and beings in both the natural and spiritual realm that Jehovah, the self-existent eternal God, saves, opens wide, sets free, avenges, defends, delivers, helps, preserves, rescues, makes safe, and gets the victory. because of Jesus Christ's sacrificial death on the cross, these things are already done, which makes our declaration of his name an enforcement of all of those above things that he already secured. When considering declaring the name of Jesus against demonic entities, we must determine, can a name hold authority and power? Let us start this examination by defining the Greek word for name, which is onoma, meaning a name, but implying authority and character associated with that name. In today's society, as well as in past times, people associate and recognize some names as having authority and or character, trust, and integrity. This can be the name of a person or a corporation, a nation, etc. The name of a person, corporation, or nation comes with the authority or power that backs them. So when you declare the name, then the authority and power that backs them is applied. When a person declares or speaks in the name of another, coming or doing something on their behalf, then those they are speaking to accept and acts towards them as they were the person, place, or entity that actually is, or as the authority and power. The authority in a name can be conferred or bestowed to someone else. Such is the case with us who are Christians. The name of Jesus Christ conferred to us gives us the right to use his name to apply his authority. Now let us examine the scope of the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. For it is in it that we find the limits of how we can use it while operating in God's will. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." At this time, we will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. As we come to the end of this segment for tonight, I encourage you to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will be very happy to forward you previous lessons. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to salvation or to encourage you to recommit your lives to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In Revelation 2, verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? A little later in Revelation 3, verse 15, he warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. Could he mean us? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Jesus Christ weakened? Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserved to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. He allows no rivals. Proclaim Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat the words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the only God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommit your life to Jesus Christ, and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And if you need to receive our lessons and deliverance, you could also write to us, and we'll be very happy to furnish you with previous lessons. God bless you for tuning in to our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis, R-E-V Davis. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you, and good night.